2 years ago, the city of Waco received a grant to reduce smoking, educate people about healthy lifestyles, and promote exercise. Live Well Waco is in charge of the effort, and among other things, they've put the money towards building 4 community gardens. Ruth Graham is a nurse who lives in East Waco.
I think the gardening that they're talking about is a great idea because I love the outdoors and I love to garden and play in the dirt, so I think that's an excellent idea.
East Waco doesn't have many options for groceries besides the odd convenience store. It's also a predominantly poor neighborhood with high rates of heart disease, diabetes, and cancer. 35% of adults in East Waco are obese, but that's not even the worst in the city. 42% in the zip code to the north of East Waco and 41% in the zip code that extends from the east of Baylor campus down to Robinson. Kaler Stone is an epidemiologist with the Public Health District. He says even with the numbers in hand, the deeper causes and solutions to these problems aren't so obvious.
You know, we don't know exactly why they aren't eating right or why they aren't exercising more. And that's part of what this meeting was for, is to hear what the community members have to say about it. Maybe, you know, they can let us know what they would like to see to help them eat better or exercise more. Maybe they don't, there's barriers with transportation to getting to places. Maybe there's not access to healthy food. Maybe whatever the situation is, that's why we came in. We want to know what's going on.
The grant is worth about $235,000 per year for 5 years, and Waco's about 2 years in. A few community members spoke up in a meeting on Thursday, saying bike lanes are all well and good, but not many people in the neighborhood ride bikes. Tiffany Johnson is a health educator with the Public Health District. She says that projects like bike lanes help create an environment that encourages the healthy choice over the easy choice.
All we can do is educate on the possibilities and how prevention measures can be taken in order to decrease the likelihood of disease as well as increase quality of life. You know, some of us just really care about living better, and some people do want to use the resources, but they just don't know what to do. And we assume that everyone knows how to live a healthy life, but it's not always the truth that everyone does.
Live Well Waco will hold another meeting about the Community Transformation Grant on January 16th at the Multipurpose Center on the Paul Quinn campus. For KWBU News in Waco, I'm Rylan Barton.